My mom needs to mail a letter, and we decide to walk to the post office located in a nearby 7-Eleven. She's quick to set the tone. This town is covered in dog shit. You can't go for a walk without stepping in it. I've always hated it here, and I wish we had never moved. My mom has lived in Sarnia for about 30 years, and while she regularly disparages the town, she is also steadfast about spending the rest of her days here. At this point in my life, she states, I can't imagine living anywhere else. Mom's house is in the south end of town, within walking distance of Imperial Oil, just one of 62 refineries and production plants that inhabit the region. Located in southwest Ontario, Chemical Valley, which includes Sarnia, is one of the biggest concentrations of oil production in North America. The constant stream of gray clouds billowing out of the smokestacks that line the Riverside Parkway constitutes a palpable ideology, one that literally floats in the air. The priority here is to crack crude oil, to transform the fossilized remains of prehistoric life, mostly cyanobacteria plants and dinosaurs, into desirable hydrocarbons, such as different types of fuel, rubbers, plastics, and pharmaceuticals. Mom and I pass the ambulance depot, and she reminds me that the main reason she stays in Sarnia is she's afraid of losing her memories of Jim, my stepfather. My brother Mike and his young family live in the small town of Corunna, just south of Sarnia, and there's been some talk of my mom moving there. I know I'd be happier if I lived closer to your brother, she says, but I don't want to give up my independence and all the things here in the house that remind me of Jim. But then again, a day doesn't go by when I don't relive his death. She tells me again how Jim came back inside from having his morning smoke and grasp his chest, how she watched helplessly as he collapsed and hit the kitchen floor with a loud thud, how he was in tremendous pain as he struggled to get his breath, and how he was dead when they put him in the ambulance.